I've been watching the crypto market closely, and honestly, it's showing some real pockets of strength. But I'd be careful calling this a full-blown altcoin season just yet.
That's the right note of caution. The key debate is whether some altcoins can outperform Bitcoin. It's whether enough of them can do that at the same time.
Exactly. A true altcoin season usually means a wider rotation away from Bitcoin into a bigger group of mid and small cap tokens, with sustained breadth across the market.
And that has not clearly happened yet.
A perfect example is Athena's ENA token, which surged as much as 48%. That kind of move definitely gets people excited.
It drew attention partly because it happened alongside a reported $1 billion FalconX deal.
That's important for two reasons. It suggests better liquidity and distribution for ENA, and it also signals a higher level of institutional participation.
FalconX is associated with institutional-grade execution, so a deal like that can make ENA feel less like a speculative token and more like a tradable digital asset with real order flow.
Athena itself is interesting, too, because it sits at the intersection of yield, stablecoin-like structure, and DeFi innovation.
Its synthetic dollar model has attracted both retail and more sophisticated investors, so sharp moves in ENA can ripple through related trades, funding rates, and broader sentiment.
The FalconX deal could improve access, depth, and secondary market liquidity, which might reduce slippage and make the token more attractive to larger participants.
That adds a layer of legitimacy that many smaller altcoins lack, even if the short-term price move is still heavily sentiment-driven.
At the same time, I'd be careful not to read too much into one headline. A single piece of news can make a rally look more structural than it really is.
That's true. ENA's 48% jump was impressive, but it also carried the volatility typical of high-beta crypto assets.
Early buyers likely benefited, while later participants probably faced a much tougher entry.
Sharp moves can leave many traders behind, and they don't automatically signal a market-wide shift.
Another important data point is that hype tested its record high.
That matters because it shows momentum isn't limited to ENA alone.
A market where only one token rallies can look fragile, while a market where multiple high-profile assets are pressing resistance appears more resilient.
Hype's record test suggests some buyers are still willing to chase strength, even when the broader market remains cautious.
That said, a record test is not the same as a confirmed breakout.
Prices can reach all-time highs and then reverse, especially when liquidity is uneven or macro conditions remain uncertain.
That's why dominance metrics are central to the argument.
In this case, dominance stayed flat, which is the quiet counterargument to the idea that a full altcoin season is underway.
Flat dominance suggests capital isn't broadly rotating out of Bitcoin into altcoins.
If ENA and hype are strong while dominance remains unchanged, the market is likely experiencing a narrow rally rather than a broad rotation.
So I describe the current environment as high conviction and headline driven, where a few names can outperform while the rest of the market stays cautious.
The critical takeaway is that strong individual token moves should not be mistaken for a market-wide regime change.
A 48% rally in ENA is exciting, but it doesn't mean every altcoin will follow.
In fact, sharp rallies in a handful of tokens can make the rest of the market look less attractive by comparison, especially for investors exposed to lower liquidity names.
In short, the market is showing pockets of strength and institutional interest, particularly around ENA and hype. But the lack of broad dominance rotation suggests this is not yet a true altcoin season.
The key distinction is between isolated, headline-driven rallies and a sustained market-wide rotation into altcoins.
Until dominance and breadth confirm a broader shift, I'd view the current move as selective strength rather than a full alt season.